All right, a pleasure having you back. Let's go back east and bring in one of the top national writers for ESPN, and that is Jerry Krasnick. Jerry, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Marty. Me and Bob Dylan both born on May 24th.
I love it. And a long list you put on the internet this morning. I like it very much. Hey, thanks for hanging in. You followed Barry Bloom. And, you know, Barry has a habit of explaining things in great detail. So I appreciate your patience. Very good. Very good. All right. Now, a couple of things. One, you were in Washington this weekend to see Bryce Harper. I'm just anxious to get your reaction to Harper and the kind of season he's having.
Well, it's just phenomenal, Marty. You know, you look at what he's done, and I think people forget this kid's 22 years old. And, you know, he gets judged pretty harshly. But part of it, obviously, I think, is the way he broke in, having Scott Boras as his rep and, you know, being on the cover of Sports Illustrated at age 16 and being christened as the chosen one. And I think when you look back when at his 19 and 20-year-old seasons, he really put up some amazing numbers, you know, viewed in the context of a teenager who didn't have very much experience. And then the last year he struggled. He was hurt. You know, he had a couple of injuries. He had a knee surgery, had a hand injury, didn't play as well until the postseason. And I think he was healthy in the off season, and he really had a chance to prepare, came in very motivated, and he's just been amazing. I mean, he's hitting nothing but rockets all over the place, and I think he's reestablished himself among the elite young players when, you know, you used to hear Trout and Harper kind of mentioned together, and then all of a sudden it was Trout and Harper kind of at a different level below him, and now all of a sudden people are starting to say maybe they belong in the same conversation again. So it's been pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, I asked the question last week, Jerry Krasnick with us at ESPN.com. Trout, Stanton, Harper, who would you take? Most people chose Trout. I chose Harper. I just think the kid, the power, and I agree with your assessment, very astute about Boras maybe poisoning the wells a little bit when he came in. But you watch this kid every single day. I think he just plays with such power that he can take over a game. I really do.
Yeah, it's weird because that conversation is going on now. And, you know, it's one you hate to cop out on, but, oh, my God, you couldn't go wrong with any of these guys. The one thing that's interesting is I think Stanton is, what, 25 now? Right. Maybe almost 26. Harper's only 22. He's younger than Chris Bryant. So that's pretty amazing when you think about it. I probably would go with Trout if only because he seems – he's been so consistent so far, and he's been able to stay on the field. He does it defensively, you know, playing in center field. So maybe he gets the edge, but it's a very slight edge. And certainly the power that Harper and Stanton have is magnified by the fact that so few guys now, you know, Nelson Cruz here or whatever, there's a couple of other guys, but power seems so hard to come by. And with these guys, it almost seems effortless.
I know. It's a pleasure. All right. What caught my eye this morning, and I'm really happy to have you on and taking the time on your birthday to join us here in San Francisco, you did a nice list on Twitter this morning about baseball books, and we've got Father's Day coming up. I like to have authors on, and you covered a number of titles. So I said, boy, we get Jerry on to go through his favorite list. It covers a lot of people. So I'd love for you to share some of your favorite current baseball books with the audience.
Yeah, Marty, I wanted to sort of give a shout-out to friends who had written books because I know how difficult it is to do that, and I think anybody who's done a book should be able to take pride in it. So, you know, I linked to Susan Slusser, who obviously you're familiar with, who's one of the great ball writers, the book, 100 Things to Know and Do Before You Die for an A's fan. that's a new series, and Dan Connolly also did it. He's a terrific ball writer for the Baltimore Sun, did the same thing with the Orioles. Young writer named Travis Sawchick, who covers the Pirates, who's really sharp young writer, did a book on Big Data, I think it's called, looking inside the Pirates and how they were built last year and, you know, that club. I don't remember all the other ones I linked to. I know Michael Silverman obviously did a book with Pedro Martinez, which Pedro to me has always been one of the real fascinating characters of the game. And from what I hear, and I haven't read the book yet, but from what people tell me, it's a very entertaining book. Pedro's a guy who's not going to pull any punches. And then there was another book that came out a couple months ago by two historians named Mark Armour and Dan Levitt about In Pursuit of Penance. And they looked inside front offices, and I believe they rated all the general managers in history. You know, you had Sandy Alderson was in there, and Billy Beane and Brian Sabian are both in their top 25. So I think for people who want to look inside front offices and see how the sausage is made, maybe why some teams do well better than others, you know, that's a very instructive book by two very accomplished historians.
Well, that's a good one. I'd like to get that one. That's one good for the show. It's like a Leonard Coppett book, the book on managers that he did, just one of the seminal books of understanding managerial trees. I like to look because you don't really get a lot of action on general managers. And you look at Brian Sabian, who's now sort of the executive president or whatever you want to call him. Bobby Evans is a general manager. He's the longest tenured around, and you don't see those guys anymore. It's a job that sort of turns over now.
Yeah, you know, and I think in Oakland there's no more fascinating counterpoint than the two GMs out there. Obviously, Billy Beane has been a guy who's probably revolutionized the thinking in a lot of ways and has been extremely successful, hasn't had that same success in the postseason, but it's certainly got a lot of national acclaim, and deservedly so. But Brian Sabian and his group have just been amazing. I mean, you look at the people there, and a lot of them have been there for over 25 years, the Giants people. But, you know, Brian and his group to win three World Series in 5 years at this point, without a lot of horn tooting. You know, they don't really care who gets the credit, and people don't write about them that much, but it's just an amazing achievement. So, you know, when you look around the baseball landscape, there are different ways to do it, and the Giants probably a little bit more old school, and the A's a little bit more new school, but I think both approaches can be successful.
All right, Jerry Krasnick, thanks for coming on this morning, ESPN.com. A couple of things, Jerry, before we let you go. Hal McCoy has a book out. I can't wait to see this one. The longtime writer for the Dayton News and about his career.
Yeah, Marty, when I started out in 1988 with the Cincinnati Post, Hal was the writer for the Dayton Daily News, and as you know, Hal is one of the giants in the industry. You know, as a beat writer, I considered myself very fortunate to be there when Hal was covering the team. We had Pete Rose and Marge Schott, and it was about as interesting a beat as you could get, and Hal was just an amazing resource for a young writer, you know, a guy who went to Cooperstown and got in on the Spink Award and has just had an amazing career. So I think Hal, you know, he had a chance to sort of come back and tell a lot of the old stories that we used to hear on the beat, and just a wonderful guy and a great journalist.
I love him. I love him. I miss him when the Reds come out here. He doesn't come out here all the time. But I love Hal McCoy, and really a good writer. So that's a good one to get as well. Let me ask you this about Pete Rose. You were connected. You covered Pete Rose back there in Cincinnati. What do you think is going to happen with him vis-a-vis baseball?
Well, it's funny, Marty, because this week we went to the to see Rob Manfred at his press conference, and I actually brought up the question about Pete. I said, is there any update on Pete Rose? And he said, no updates on Pete Rose. I don't think they want to discuss it too much. It's a kind of a ticklish situation because the All-Star game is in Cincinnati this summer, and they want Pete to have a role. So he will be involved in some sort of ceremonial role in Cincinnati in July, which I think is good because you really need to have him there. The question is going to be, can he get back into baseball? And can he get back into baseball and get on a ballot and, you know, be eligible for the Hall of Fame? And I think it's going to be more difficult. You know, I would hope baseball has room for him in some capacity. My colleague Buster Olney has explained quite a bit that, you know, maybe you have a ceremonial type role for him where he could be an ambassador for the Reds, but you probably aren't going to be able to have him in uniform working with kids. You know, there's certain things you can't do. And to be honest, Marty, I think it's going to be tough for him to get into the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's going to be able to get back on the writer's ballot because the time has expired. And as we've seen with the Veterans Committee, they're really tough. Nobody gets in with them. So it's enough of a hot potato, I think, with the gambling and the forgiveness that I just think it's going to be difficult for him to ever get into Cooperstown.
Good assessment. You covered him, and I appreciate it. Have a happy birthday. Thanks for taking the time. Good recommendations on the book, so we appreciate having you on as always, Jerry. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Jerry Krasnick, ESPN.com, one of the top national writers. Nice to have him on the show. All right.